Indians reliever Mark Sepchinski, our guest as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. Great to have you on our program, and certainly this is a team that enters the year with high expectations and high hopes. Just talk about that feeling in the clubhouse, realizing, man, we were this close last year to making back-to-back postseason appearances. So the enthusiasm that's in the clubhouse this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, you know, for the most part, our guys are looking at it that, you know, we're no longer a team thinking to win. We're expecting to win. And, you know, we had some unfortunate injuries last year that kept us from getting to where we wanted to. So everybody being healthy, and I think, you know, watching what the pitching staff did and what the hitters did toward the end and what how Brantley's season was and how Lowe's turned it on toward the end, having Swisher and Bourne being healthy, I think will be the key to get us over where we need to be. And, you know, we're just expecting to go out there and win every night.
Mark, take a moment or two and just talk about that mentality, because everybody says, well, spring training, it's a new season for everyone. But when you go in with that winning mindset that, hey, there's high hopes here, how does that tweak things? How does that alter things somewhat?
You know, it just makes it more relaxed in the clubhouse, I think. You know, having Tito helps extremely. Just being able to keep it relaxed, and at the same time when we go out there and play, just go out there and worry about the game and expect to win. And what makes it, I think, for me personally, just makes it easier on myself. And when you're not trying to fight for something, you're expecting to win, and you just go out there and relax and have fun.
Let's talk about this pitching staff. Boy, both sides, starters and relievers, did a phenomenal job last year. Talk about the pen and just the obvious, you know, teamwork that was down there. Four guys with 70 or more appearances, so everybody contributed night in and night out somehow, some way.
Yeah, definitely. One is just the key to the training staff to keep us healthy. Going out there and, you know, Shaw pitching 80 games and the rest of us pitching in the 70s, even when Kroc and Hags, I mean, we did set the record for most appearances. So with that being said, it's just one, for the training staff keeping us healthy, two, with this Tito trusting so many guys going out there every day and, you know, key matchups and trusting us that we're going to go out there and do our job.
Talk a little bit then about the starters, because we're talking earlier with Brian Shaw about the fact that, man, when those guys do such a great job, you come in saying, I don't want to blow it for these guys. I don't want to give this thing up.
Yeah, definitely. Watching the way all the pitching staff did toward, especially the second half, watching Klug, Cookie, I mean, TJ, and even, I mean, Sally and everybody just turning on toward the end. It was definitely fun to watch. It makes our job easier. But definitely, you will ask any reliever, the worst part is giving up a starter's win or giving up anybody's runs. We'd rather give up our own runs than anybody else's. So, you know, when they do work their job, it makes our job easier not having to cover that many outs, but at the same time, we want to preserve the win for them.
Again, we're talking with Mark Sepchinski, member of the Indians' bullpen, as we get ready for the 2015 season, kicking things off with our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. You referenced Cookie. Of course, you're talking about Carlos Carrasco. And boy, the last couple of months that he had kind of got overshadowed by Corey winning Cy Young Award. But this guy was lights out. Just talk a little bit about what he added to the staff in those final 2 months.
You know, watching him down in the bullpen the first couple of months, he's got the best stuff. You know, him and Corey are, you know, 1A, 1B when it comes to stuff-wise. It was just him, I think, figuring out when he came down with us, just going out there and relaxing and trusting his stuff. And when he got out there, it was fun to watch. Those two guys made it really, you know, got to almost put our feet up for the first 7 innings down the bullpen. And got to watch them have fun. And the way Cookie pitches, I mean, he's stuff, you know, I hope him and Corey are 1 and 2 in the Cy Young Award winners.
Talk a little bit about your approach to spring training. Do you tweak it year to year? Do you change things? Or basically, is your mindset and your routine the same year in and year out?
Probably depends on how much I ate the previous season. You know, for me, sometimes I gain weight more in a season than I do than others. And this past offseason, I just wanted to make sure I tried to trim some weight off. Like, toward the end, I was getting a little you know, fatigue just doing the running, you know, pitching a lot too, but just going out there and trying to trim some weight, get back better and in better shape than I was the previous year. But when it comes to throwing, usually right around January 1st, anytime the new year starts, depending on when we're supposed to report, kind of just do the same routine I've been doing for the last 7 years. Don't have to, you know, for me, it's different when I started. Now that I'm relieving, it's just going out there and getting ready and then throw off a mound a few weeks before camp.
Has that switch really tweaked things from that starter's role to the reliever role?
Yeah, definitely, because I don't feel like I have to, you know, be ready to throw, you know, 40, 50 pitches when I get here. If I throw 40 or 50 pitches during the course of the season, it's usually not a good sign. You know, I mean, let's be honest, I think the saying is I throw more pitches warming up than I do actually in the game. So, you know, just going out there and definitely starting, I feel like I just have to get my arm in shape to be able to throw an inning or two, not have to throw four or five.
Once the calendar turned, you got through the holidays and it became 2015, did you get really anxious to get out here and get started?
You know, usually about the second week of January, usually once I started throwing and, you know, my arm starts feeling pretty good, I get the itch to come out. And same time as I was buying a house out here too, so I had the stress of dealing with that. So, but that being said, you know, getting out of California and being in Arizona definitely caused a little bit more stress, but hopefully in the next year we'll be able to relax a little bit.
No doubt. Hey, we appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate
good luck this year.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Mark Sepchinski joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.